The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. It's been 2 months since Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, but more than half the U.S. island territory's residents still have no electricity. A fifth still don't have running water. And so far, there's no reliable official death toll from the storm, even though it's becoming apparent that hundreds more died than first reported. All of which is why strong, independent local journalism is so important in Puerto Rico right now. That's the goal of an initiative from the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. It's called Connect Puerto Rico, and it's getting Puerto Rican journalists the tools they need to report under the challenging circumstances there. Veteran South Florida journalist McNelly Torres was born in Puerto Rico. She recently returned from the island, and I spoke with her about her leading role in the Connect Puerto Rico project. Thanks for talking with us, McNelly.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You've done award-winning work here for the South Florida Sun-Sentinel, NBC6, the Florida Center for Investigative Reporting. But how would you describe what it's like trying to be a Puerto Rican journalist on the island in the wake of this hurricane?
It's very frustrating. All these difficulties that this monster hurricane has brought to the local journalists. You don't have communications. You cannot reach out to people. I mean, think about not having electricity and you're writing in a computer. Some of them, they are old enough to remember the 80s and the 70s and, you know, typewriters, that kind of thing. Yeah. But then the young people, they have no idea. Businesses are closed. So newspapers, for example, it's completely difficult making advertising.
The Connect Puerto Rico effort has raised about $30,000.
We got funding from the Knight Foundation and the Ford Foundation, but we also raised money.
Crowdfunding.
Yes.
What are the most critical things you're getting to Puerto Rican journalists?
The most important thing is the satellite phone and the Wi-Fi hubs. We just strategically gave those to the most in need, like La Cordillera, which is a newspaper in the mountains. They cover 9 towns. And, you know, the center of the island is really disconnected.
Near places like Utuado.
Exactly.
A mountain town that was terribly hit.
Yes. And we went to Comerío. I mean, that town devastated, flooded. So, you know, we spent almost a day up there with the editor. Great, humble people who want to help the community.
And when they have the tools they need, what are the stories they're telling about this catastrophe that journalists who don't live in Puerto Rico aren't necessarily telling?
I mean, we have an island with over 3 million people. They have different needs. They have been devastated in different ways. So those local journalists are crucial. Whether it's help that is coming, you know, let's just say FEMA is opening an office, whether it's the Navy ship Comfort, that was a big issue. A lot of people didn't know about that ship. People who need those health services, they're not going to be watching CNN.
My sense, for example, is that it was Puerto Rican journalists who first started reporting that the number of people who died as a result of Hurricane Maria is much higher than the 16 President Trump kept citing early on.
When I saw the number, I was like, this is wrong. There needs to be some more digging on this. The reporter who broke the story is a good friend of mine, Omaya Sosa Pascual. She's one of the co-founders of Centro de Periodismo Investigativo de Puerto Rico.
The Center for Investigative Journalism.
Exactly, of Puerto Rico. And I know that she has used the satellite phone while reporting because she told me these satellite phones have helped. She contacted a lot of hospitals, funeral homes.
And she was able to determine that the death toll included a lot of people who died for a lot of hurricane-related circumstances.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you put two and two together and the numbers that they're giving, it just doesn't make any sense.
How important was this to you personally to be able to go into your home island and start helping local journalists then?
This project happening to me, it was like sent from God because... Mm-hmm. You know, Puerto Ricans, we love where we were born. I left Puerto Rico over 30 years ago. We always go back.
Thanks again, McNelly.
Thank you for inviting me.
McNelly Torres is a South Florida journalist who helps lead the Connect Puerto Rico campaign. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.